Hello today. Welcome to the Greatest Year in Music History, the only podcast about the greatest year in music history. I'm John.
And I'm Jen. And if you're new here, the year is 1997. And we're here to prove it's the greatest year in music history, one album at a time. So today we're talking about Science by Incubus.
So excited to revisit this one.
I know.
What's your history with the band? Where'd you first hear them?
Yeah, so honestly, I didn't hear them until, I guess, 99.
Same.
With Make Yourself. I remember hearing Part of Me for the first time, and I guess seeing the music video, or it was on the radio. I can't really remember, but Part of Me was my intro to the band, and it was all uphill from there.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, same. I think it was on the radio, or it was definitely on the radio. I almost think I can remember where in the car I was, obviously with my parents. We couldn't drive. I wasn't driving myself yet, but like hearing just this sound I hadn't really heard before.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and so we were early teens then, and I was really into playing guitar, and right around the time starting being in a band, and the just sounds were coming out of, they only have one guitarist and he's known for this, you know, vast array of effects pedals and all that stuff, and I didn't know any of that at the time, and hearing that just tremendous, you know, not really wall of noise, but like this strange sounds and all this stuff, had me transfixed. And then I really did like a deep dive into obviously the Make Yourself album, but this album, Science.
Yep. Same. So it's funny you say you remember being in the car, because I was going to save this for our next episode, which I'm still going to save, but
okay.
I remember loving Pardon Me and the whole Make Yourself album and having that album, but there's a vivid memory in my head of leaving the Family Values 99 show concert.
Right.
And we're in the car and we're trying to leave, and it's packed. There's cars everywhere, obviously. And somebody in the car, like two cars down, is blaring Pardon Me.
Okay.
And I just left one of the best shows, Family Values 99.
Was this at the Alamo Dome?
Where was this?
Okay, good.
It was. But that memory sticks in my mind so, like, you know, I have a terrible memory.
But that's true.
This one is there forever. Just hearing Pardon Me blaring from two cars down, leaving one of the best concerts I had maybe been to five concerts.
I was going
to
say.
I know.
Okay.
But
how many concerts were you going to regularly at that age?
Listen, and I was like, hey, who? I know them. Oh, wow, look, that car. Hey, I know that song. I was so impressionable and little, and yeah.
So it's funny you mentioned, we're really yes-anding one another. It's funny you mentioned Family Values Tour, because I have this memory of in the car hearing Pardon Me on the radio.
Okay.
But I don't remember which came first. I also had the Family Values 98 CD.
Same with the bubblegum.
Which featured, your memory of that era compared to now.
I don't know what I had for breakfast today.
Vastly different. The 98 Family Values CD had Incubus on it, playing one song, New Skin.
Stop.
Yes. That was, so that could have been the first. I feel like actually, now that I think about it, that might have been the first, but it's a live recording.
Okay.
And it was just one song. I never heard the word Incubus probably before in 1998. And I remember liking it and then thinking nothing of it.
Okay.
And then Make Yourself came out. And then after doing a deeper dive, getting the Science CD, putting two and two together, or I guess one and one together, I was like, oh, that's the same band that was on that Family Values CD, and then went and go and back to the shelf, grabbed that CD and listened to that one song. And they were a different band back then, I'll tell you that much.
Okay, I wonder if I was introduced to Nu Skin the same way, because I remember having the Family Values 99 CD and going, but the Family Values 98 CD was like hot pink. Well, not hot pink, bubblegum pink.
Okay.
And I remember it was like a big deal. If you went to go buy that CD, you also got literal bubblegum inside the CD jacket. Wow. Okay. Maybe it's all coming.
I guess mine had to have come with that.
Yeah. It's all coming
back.
Maybe
I bought it used. I really don't remember. But I know I had the CD.
Okay. Yeah. So let's get into science.
Yes. Well, this podcast is based on science.
See? Exactly.
It's scientific evidence.
Peer-reviewed.
Empirically researched. That's probably not the right term, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's
why this year is the best.
We're just here to state the facts. So let's say you've heard Make Yourself and you love it, obviously.
Of course.
You can't not. What was your first impression of listening to science?
At the time, I probably thought it was better.
Yeah.
Because it was, or is, a little heavier, more erratic, more all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, for those who haven't listened yet, first of all, pause this, go listen to it.
Right.
Once we finish with the acquisition, we'll actually be able to play clips in the show. But if you have this certain opinion of Incubus based on either the song Drive or some of their later records in the past decade or so, you know, imagine more of a hybrid between like Red Hot Chili Peppers and Faith No More.
Yes.
Kind of in a
tiny bit of 311. Just yeah, a little sprinkling.
Like, is it funk metal?
Is it trip hop?
Is it new metal? Is it alt metal?
Right.
I don't know.
So I was reading that they dislike the new metal label.
Sure.
But they consider themselves, or at least the early version of themselves, funk, trip hop, like all of this.
Yeah.
And their influence, one of their influences was Faith No More.
For sure.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I got really obsessed with this album and trying to, you know, I was actually trying to look up this effects pedal I used to have for my guitar, where solely based on listening to Incubus, I was like, I want to try to make weird guitar sounds. How do I do it?
You know,
again, this is like pre-Google. You kind of like, I had guitar magazines and, you know, a rough version of the internet, I suppose. But I got this little effects pedal. It had like four different little buttons you could tap, but each one of them was programmable.
Okay.
So it was completely digital effects, which there's a whole debate online of if digital effects are good or terrible, etc. It doesn't really matter.
Let us know in the comments.
Right. Yeah. And you can comment on Spotify now. So leave a comment about
digital effect pedals.
Yeah. Versus analog.
Okay.
But it had like 100 something different tones. In each one of them, you could press a button and hold it down and mess with like a knob.
Whoa.
And then you could pair, I think, at least two, if not four, of the different tones and save that to one of the pedals you could tap. So you could have like millions and millions of combinations. Like everything you did was unique.
Wow.
And you could save it and go from there. So I would try my hardest for, you know, as long as it took, tweaking sounds and all that stuff to try to make my guitar sound like him. It didn't, I mean, I was never as good as he was, but, or is, but yeah, I mean, I dove hard into at least some of the songs. We'll say that.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mentioned that because I was looking into, like, you know, science is an acronym or appears to be an acronym.
Right.
It's not like capital S science, mm-hmm. just like you might think it is. It's S period C period. Okay.
Go ahead and spell it for the listeners.
S period. But I was reading about like where that name came from, and I'm sorry I have to do this. It's too funny. Maybe you read about it too, but I'm going to read all of them. So Mike, the guitarist.
Yes. One of my heroes.
Quoted as saying, our album is called Science because we were able to experiment. We were able to take our time and get everything to sound the way we wanted it to. Weird science and energetic funk. But then in various interviews, they would joke about what the mm-hmm. acronym meant.
Oh, that's good.
So I'm going to read all of them and hopefully I can finish them before laughing. Okay. Various band members said that the acronym stands for Sailing Catamarans is Every Nautical Captain's Ecstasy. And they said, sometimes we just sit around and come up with these for laughs. Another one is Stupid Cops Invade Everyone's Natural Chaotic Energy.
Wow.
Sounds cool in eyes near communistic entities.
Okay, that's good. They had fun.
Yeah, last one. Surreal cats and economics never communicate ecstatically.
Okay, that's my favorite.
I know.
That's the best.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So anyway, let's see. Favorite song, favorite lyric, favorite guitar part. What do you think?
I mean, the guitar is tough because there's so much. It's hard to pinpoint everything down. Again, the progressive nature, the funk elements.
Yeah.
Which sounds weird to say because I'm more of the metal, right. You know, punk hardcore side, but songs like Nebula really stand out because it's like the most up-tempo. It's the, I guess you could say, quote unquote, hardest. Mm-hmm. But still, it has that like erratic nature. It's all over the place. They're playing with time. They're playing with, you know, all the crazy progressions and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say Nebula is probably my favorite. I mean, Vitamin, Favorite Things. Like, these are really, really, really amazing songs.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I always go back to Nebula. What about you?
I love a lot of songs. So, yeah. Okay. Literally, almost the whole album, but Vitamin, New Skin, A Certain Shade of Green, Favorite Things, Nebula.
Yeah. Even New Skin.
I'm telling you. But I have to say one of my favorite lyrics is in Vitamin, which
you do take a lot of vitamins.
I do. And they still play it to this day. I think they play maybe 2 to 3 from this album live, but mm-hmm. I know on the most recent tour, they were still playing Vitamin. I have to say real quick, I read somewhere some Reddit said that they read somewhere that Brandon doesn't like this album a lot.
I read something like that too.
It makes me sad.
Yeah.
But I hope it's not true because they still play a couple songs from this album on tour. So
yeah. Well, not every show, but yeah, here we are.
Okay. I have to read this lyric from Vitamin. Which, if you listen to the lyrics, it's pretty straightforward. It's like a hard pill to swallow, period. Like, mm-hmm. it's, yeah.
Like a multi...
Like a...
From A to Zinc. We're not sponsored yet, but we'll one day.
Right.
Go ahead.
So he says, into the sleep machine I won't plug in. In fact, I'd rather die before I will comply. To you, my friend, I write the reason I still live, because in my mind it's set, the vitamin is ripe to give.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's, you got me.
So good.
Yeah.
He's, what I take from that is that he's trying to convey to a friend that you don't have to kind of, I don't know if The Matrix was out in 97.
No, 99.
you don't have
to. Well, we've been in the Matrix the whole time.
This is true. Right, right, right.
Pull up the video. No, anyway, sorry, go ahead.
But
shout out to anyone that gets that reference. But go on.
What I take from it is that everybody is, you know, taking this medicine that you have to comply with society and do what's right and what's right by society and you have to fit in and blah, blah, blah. Well, he's like, no, the hard pill to swallow is that you don't have to comply. And he quite literally says, I'd rather die before I comply. Yeah. Anyway, I could just eat it up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's great with lyrics through and through. I mean,
every album,
now, etc. Yeah, he's agreed. One of the best.
Yeah.
Another one of these 90s singers that is in remarkable shape.
Yeah.
In 2024.
Like, well beyond his years. I found some Reddit that was like, I can't believe he was singing about this when he was that young. I was older than him at the time and I didn't know what he meant until now.
Yeah, I was reading a couple things about the album from, you know, whether it was critics or just kind of people at the time, saying that in every way they seemed very kind of wise beyond their years. Like, yeah, you would, you know, you hear what they're doing on the album musically and lyrically, and then you see that they were, I mean, like early 20s,
right,
putting out this level of technicality, et cetera, is pretty amazing.
Not only do I agree, but I think the mushrooms have something to do with it.
Well, yeah.
So speaking of mushrooms, mm-hmm, they actually had an album before this and an EP before this.
Yes.
Which, fun fact, the EP called Enjoy Incubus also came out in 97.
Yes, right.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. So I haven't given my full attention to Fungus Among Us and Enjoy Incubus, mm-hmm, which I need to do.
It's different than this.
Okay.
I remember, you know, when I first did the deep dive, if you will, you know, via Napster or whatever, it was like, I just am going to download every MP3 possible, yes, from the band and listen to it. And I think I listened to each one a couple times.
Yeah.
From then till now, but Revisit Science much more. It's much more, you know, it's their first, I guess, kind of major label, mm-hmm, debut. So has like this maturity to it, especially when you compare to that earlier stuff.
Yeah.
That you can see the real difference in the songwriting and also the recording too, you know, major label. I think it was produced by Terry Date, who did a lot of the late 90s.
Yeah.
And he produced Deftones, Korn, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep. Which is funny you say that, because I was thinking about Science compared to Make Yourself, mm-hmm, Morning View, A Curl After the Murder. And it's like mature and well produced and it sounds really good. But compared to the albums that came after Science, it's so much grungier.
Feels,
you can feel the experimenting.
Yes.
And the thing I love about Incubus, even though I hear tiny bits of like 311 in parts, which is just a nod to like funk music and trip hop, is the range is so much greater, mm-hmm, than 311, in my opinion.
Oh, totally.
If you listen to Summer Romance compared to, in the same album, compared to like Calgon or,
yeah,
Deep Inside, mm-hmm, or A Certain Shade of Green, their range is incredible.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple, like, it's not, lounge music sounds like a pejorative, but it's very loungy. Yeah. Trip hop, I suppose, is the,
yeah,
maybe apt term, mm-hmm, but to go from this jazz funk song, and they have a DJ.
Yep.
To like really, really crunchy distortion. And again, the weird effects that I love so much. It's pretty, it's, yeah, I mean, I can see the comparison, especially to not just Faith No More, but anything Mike Patton does.
Mm-hmm.
All of the bands he's been in or are in are that type of vibe where the genres span, you know, throughout the album. It's, right. They don't ever really stick to one genre.
Yeah.
Though they, I mean, essentially they did after this.
Yeah. But. Yeah. And I think, I remember when we recorded the 311 Transistor episode,
mm-hmm.
saying and thinking the songs kind of all start to sound the same.
They kind of bleed into one another.
On the 311 Transistor. But this one?
That also had like 21 songs,
oh,
I think.
Oh, that's true. That's right. Yeah. But Science, there's a huge variety.
Oh, yeah. And it's constantly changing. It doesn't just do a shift and then kind of stay from A to B.
Right.
The experimentation.
Vitamin A to vitamin, yeah, to zinc.
From A to zinc. Yes, right. Exactly.
So,
forget the brand.
So, would you say it's a no-skip album?
No. The lounge, the trip-hop stuff, I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah.
But I definitely listened to this record a few times in preparation, and those I would skip over
right.
after I did the initial listen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would probably skip over Magic Medicine and Segway 1.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's kind of just like a weird...
trans, or what do you call it in a movie?
Well, it's like a
intermission. It feels like an intermission. It's like, okay, go grab a mushroom and
it's
then
kind,
come back.
Yeah, it's kind of like I guess it's kind of like an epilogue. I mean, it's at the mm-hmm. end.
Oh yeah.
And then there's some weird vocal like clips and stuff, and they're kind of like messing around in the studio, and they're just having fun. They're kids.
Yeah. 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 Does it still rule?
Yeah. I mean, this might be one of my favorite things. No, this might be one of my favorite re-listens.
Yeah.
I guess that we've done thus far.
It's
of just
so
like,
good.
Oh, wow, I forgot how amazing that song is, or that lyric, like you mentioned, or that guitar part, or that phrasing, or whatever, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. I feel the same way. It's so fun. It's so fun to drive to.
Well, that was on Make Yourself.
Oh, that's right.
That's a different CD. That's okay.
So what about music videos?
They only have one that I was able to find online.
Same.
For I think it's Certain Shade of Green, but
yep.
then I remembered I had a DVD called When Incubus Attacks Volume 2.
Oh, that's right.
That's a live concert, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think there's many interviews and stuff. I think there's some like kind of BTS footage from some of the music videos off of Make Yourself.
Yeah.
Because it was released, I think, in 2001.
Okay.
So it encompasses a live set of songs from Science and songs from Make Yourself.
Nice.
And that kind of, I remember watching that a lot, just having it on, because it was like a window for me to like see, oh, what is he doing on guitar? How is he playing that part?
Oh, nice.
Or, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
And I had, I think the Morning View Sessions DVD too.
Yeah, I did too. And then didn't you have the DVD for Live at Red Rocks?
Yes, that's true.
Was that 90?
No, that was later.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That might have been 03 or something.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That was a later one.
Got it. Got
but,
it.
But yeah, music videos for this, memory serves me right. I'm kind of thinking, is that just what was in the DVD?
Oh.
Did they just clip it and put it on YouTube? I really don't know.
I don't know. I never saw that one. But I went to YouTube and found... I didn't know they had a music video for A Certain Shade of Green, but now I do, and I watched it. It's, you know, 97.
It's very 90s. It's live footage, weird visual effects.
And an astronaut and a tunnel.
No floating cubes, though, like any of the other past few episodes.
It was still good, though. I liked it. Yeah.
Now, speaking of seeing them live, I didn't get to see them for the science tour because, A, I didn't really know about them, but even the Make Yourself one. Mm-hmm. I did see them live for the first time during the Morning View tour.
Okay.
So that was either 2001 or 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I mean, you know, it was everything I wanted.
Yeah.
Though at that point they were starting to kind of mellow out, you know?
Right.
When was the first time you saw them live?
So I saw them open for Deftones. It was Taproot, Incubus, Deftones. It was in San Antonio.
What a lineup.
I know. At the Japanese Tea Garden? Is that
Sunken Gardens?
Sunken Gardens.
Yeah. I saw them at Freeman Coliseum, also in San Antonio.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But they were headlining. And who opened was not the band, one of the bands Jason Schwartzman is in, Phantom Planet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so Max Fisher was up there on drums.
Stop.
It was fantastic.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we were, my mom pulled us out of school to drive to San Antonio to see Deftones. And we were front row, and I remember the Taproot singer came down and was like right in front of us, and I liked Taproot at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And then Incubus was next. I don't remember a whole lot except that he had his bongo drum.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good. And ever since then, my mom calls Incubus the Nice Boys because she was there, literally.
Right.
Because she took us and she needed a ticket. And she's like, oh, the Nice Boys. And then like every once in a while he has one curse word and he's like, and she'll be like, I thought they were the Nice Boys.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought Make Yourself had a parental advisory sticker, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it did, but it was really good. And then Deftones were really good. But then we were just counting the other day because we went to see them.
The other day.
I think we've both seen them 4 to 5 times.
Yeah, at least 4.
Probably. That was probably our 5th time.
And we have seen them live at Red Rocks, just not the Live at Red Rocks DVD from 20 years ago.
Yeah, that was the 3rd or 4th contest I won to see Deftones.
Right, and Incubus just happened to be, opening for
again.
Them.
Yeah. But then we did see Incubus just at Red Rocks headlining.
That's true.
Right before COVID? Or
it was
after?
One of the last shows that we went to pre-COVID.
Okay. Yeah. That was amazing. They just played a whole variety of their...
Yeah. Including, I think we looked up the set list. They definitely played Vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they played any other songs off of Science.
Yeah. I can't remember.
But Vitamin seems to be one they come back to.
Yeah.
They didn't play it the other day, but they do play it even very recently.
Yeah. So we saw them a week ago or a week and a half ago.
Right.
For the Morning View tour, or I don't know, 22nd anniversary.
Yeah, I think because it came out in 2001 or 2.
2001.
They couldn't really do a big blowout. 20th.
Oh, because of COVID.
Right, yeah. So it didn't have an official name that was like, had a nice ring to it, but it was definitely like the Morning View anniversary tour.
Yeah.
You know, playing that start to finish was really cool to see, especially because that was the first time I saw them was when they actually toured with the real album a million years ago.
Yeah.
So when you saw them first, do you remember like around which year that was?
It
or which Incubus album was out around then?
it had to be after Make Yourself, because it was at least 2000.
So maybe pre-Morning View. Ooh, that's good.
Well,
maybe.
I can't remember, but I'll look into it.
We'll have our fact checkers look into it.
Yeah, yeah. But the concert the other day was so good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And it's still like, it's, well, now they have a newer bassist.
Mm-hmm.
So the bassist from the sort of science
era,
Make Yourself, Morning View era, he left, and then they got a replacement, and then he, I think he had some really severe illness and unfortunately left the band as a result.
Oh, okay.
And they have the new replacement.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's just a few people up there, and they filled an entire arena.
They sold it out.
They sold it out, but also filled it like with sound. It's just this one short dude up there playing guitar.
Man.
And he's got, yeah, he's got his semicircle of effects pedals, probably taller than he is if you stood it up, taller than I am if you stood it up. Yeah. And oh my God, it was pretty perfect.
Yeah. So good. They're amazing live. But how would you compare it to their other albums? Is this their best?
No, I mean, I think Make Yourself is still always going to be the best for me.
Okay.
Now, it's up there. I think like some days of the week I would put Science at 2. Some days of the week I'd put it at 3 behind Morning View.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends on the many moods.
Yeah.
That I may or may not have. And then you got everything else. I mean, I listen to Crow.
Mm-hmm.
I think I stopped after that.
Yeah.
They made a very conscious effort to change their sound.
Yeah.
It's very deliberate. It's calculated.
Mm-hmm.
We want to sound like this. We don't want to sound like Science anymore.
Right.
And that's fine. That's their prerogative.
Yeah.
Those albums just don't really do anything for me.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you think?
Yeah, either Morning View or Make Yourself is my favorite, my number one. It, like mm-hmm. you said, it depends on the day. I mean, Make Yourself was my intro to them, so it's probably more often than not my number one. But yeah. Morning View is a close second or sometimes first. And then A Crow, Left of the Murder was like shortly after we started dating. So that mm-hmm. gives like, I don't know. I love that album.
It was during the Bush administration.
Yeah.
Bush's first term. Oh my gosh.
But it's still not as good as Make Yourself or Morning View.
It does have, some few songs mm-hmm. on Crow that are up there is some of their best songs.
Oh yeah, Six Sad Little World.
Yeah,
Knock Me Out.
That is a
Megalomania.
Absolute jam.
Knock Me Out. It's so good.
Yeah,
but Morning View and Make Yourself are front to back amazing. Know every word.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I could. Well, I don't know every word, but yeah, they're mm-hmm. both great.
Yeah. Was anything overplayed on Science? No.
No, because I mean they weren't really getting radio play back then. I mean, I think that's kind of one of the interesting things about this podcast is going back, listening to these albums, which ones did we love at the time in 97 versus mm-hmm. which did we discover later that happened to come out in 97 that qualify our scientific research.
Right.
This falls into the latter category.
Yep.
So I think I have that. I'll always have that nostalgic feeling of Make Yourself
yeah.
as the top.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you, at a rating of 0 to 97, what are you giving it?
I'm leaning towards a 92 or 93.
Okay.
Out of 97. I love it. It's so good. It's sing-alongable. It's emotion. You have the emotion. You have mm-hmm. the lyrics. You have the good. Yeah. I'd say 93.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm going to go with an even 90 okay. only because there's some few skippable tracks that are on like the longer side, and the lounge kind of vibe doesn't really resonate with me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, still really, really, really good.
I know. Agreed. I have to say three things.
Go ahead.
Before we wrap up. Number one, the song Crowded Elevator.
Yes.
Off of the Scream 3 soundtrack.
Yes.
From the year 2000.
I know one of the... Oh, now that you've said this, I know one of the other ones, but go ahead.
Okay.
Are these three of your favorite things?
Oh.
Okay.
I see. Okay. So it's... I know 2000 is not the year 1997, but go listen to Crowded Elevator. Also from the year 2000, from a compilation album called Loud Rocks, go listen to Still Not a Player, a cover of the Big Pun song. That the whole album is covers of rap songs, I believe,
right,
by like nu metal slash rock bands. The Incubus cover of Still Not a Player is better than the original Big Pun song.
Wow.
Deal with it. And third,
okay,
but not least, Familiar.
Yes.
From the Spawn soundtrack.
From the Spawn soundtrack.
From 1997.
Which did come out in 97, that's true.
Which we may cover in a soundtrack episode. Go stop this. Pause. Go listen to Familiar. It is so good.
Yeah.
But Crowded Elevator, I know it's not 97. Crowded Elevator is one of my favorite songs from them.
Mm-hmm.
It could have easily been on Make Yourself. I think was going to be.
Yeah.
But they had to do an exclusive for the Scream 3 soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. They used to do that.
Yeah.
Back in those days.
Yeah. That's all I have to say as my final thoughts. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think that will do it for this episode then.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Make sure to follow us on social. Just search at Greatest Music Pod on your favorite social platforms.
Yeah, and please leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us your favorite songs or lyrics or guitar parts or anything from the album. And give us a follow and a rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, all of those.
And stay tuned for next week when, God help us all, we're listening to $3 Bill Y'all by Limp Bizkit.
I can't wait.
See you next week.